You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Kent is on the phone today for your first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Jessica, so let's see if we can help him out. Kent, before we get into your date and stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Jessica?
It's been 9 days.
Not counting her.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you tell us about the date? What happened? How'd it go?
I mean, I guess technically we kind of had two dates, because the first one was really impromptu, you know. We met at the beach. Yeah, she was with her friends, you know, and there was this big, like, volleyball game going on, you know. So we just kind of joined in, and lucky enough for me, you know, Jessica, you know, she was teamed up with me. You know, we were on the same team together, and we just started kind of talking back and forth between, you know, plays and whatnot, and you know, ended up hanging out the rest of the night, you know, had some drinks down on the beach, just, you know, kind of taking in the sun and drinking, you know, and
so fun. That does not happen. Yeah. Are you kidding me? When's the last time you went to the beach and went, oopsie, let's hang out all night? Sorry, I'm just jealous. So good. That part went well.
Yeah, it went really well because, you know, I asked her to actually go on like a proper, you know, second date, if you will, with me. You know, she agreed, you know, I mean, she was, I don't know if it was the alcohol or I don't know, but she was telling me that, you know, I was telling me how hot I am or whatever. And
right.
I mean, I listen to your guys' show, you know, so I don't want to come off like a security thing, you know, and I was just like wearing like a Hawaiian shirt, you know, and some board shorts. I don't know how sexy I was, but I guess, you know, it was her thing, I guess.
You know? I mean, she liked it, you know, she was telling you that.
Yeah. And she made you feel good. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, So, you know, the next night, you know, we go to this restaurant. I pick up this restaurant that's just overlooking the ocean, you know, not too swanky or anything, you know. And I got my best, like, you know, beach wear on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we just talked about life and, you know, all our, you know, goals and stuff like that. She, you know, she wanted to live and die near the beach. Mm-hmm. And we talked about how we listened to your show, you know, and all the crazy, like, pranks.
Oh, she listens,
you know,
too?
Yeah, she listens, too.
Okay. Red flag.
Yeah, for real.
I'm just kidding.
Well, no, hey, I met Chuba on a remote a while back.
Sweet, did we have a good conversation? Did I also hit on you?
Did you ghost him?
Yeah, he ghosted me, too. Yeah, that's what I'm actually calling. No, but it was good, you know, and then we went back to the beach. She wanted to watch the sunset. And I actually had like a little, towel in my board shorts that I took out, you know. We just like sat out there and, you know, we had like a good time, you know. And then we took that good time back to my place, had some really good times. Mm. Yeah, I don't know, man. It was perfect. I thought it was great.
All the way good times, just to kind of paint the picture.
Yeah. All the way good times.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hopefully you listened to the podcast of the show while that was going on. That'd be cool. That'd be hot, right?
Yeah. It's like we were there.
No.
So why do you think she's ghosting you then?
I don't know, man. I really liked her, you know. I mean, afterwards she said she had to go to work the next day. But that she would text me. You know, I tried calling her and texting her a couple times, but I haven't got anything back. I mean, you know, I'm not, listen, because I listen to your show, right? I'm not into any weird stuff, you know, in the bedroom, any adult playtime. I'm not into, you know, any weird stuff. So I don't think it's any of that, you know.
Well, maybe that was the problem. Know, yeah. You're not into the weird stuff.
We'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Ken is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and if you're just joining us, he's not getting a call back from a woman named Jessica, and he doesn't know why. So we're about to call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him, and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. Before we do that, though, Kent, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Jessica?
Oh, yeah. You know, we kind of had like a couple dates on the beach. You know, our second like real official date was at a nice little restaurant overlooking the ocean, and we spent the time on the beach. It's been some extra special time back at my place, and yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard from her. It's been 9 days now.
And what was the reason that you think she might be ghosting you?
I mean, honestly, I don't know, because she told me how hot I was, you know. And I mean, I told you guys that I'm not into any like weird, freaky stuff, but maybe she is into that stuff. And I wasn't too adventurous.
All right. Well, we'll see. I'm about to call her right now. You ready?
All right.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jessica, please?
This is she.
Hi, Jessica. How are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jessica. I'm Nina. I'm on the show, too.
Oh.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi. Yeah, I listen to you guys. How's it going?
Oh, sweet. Cool. It's going great. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's this about? I think I kind of know, but
okay,
well, you can tell me.
Go for it. If you think you kind of know, go for it. I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
Yeah, is this about... Ken?
Yes, it is.
Yep, I had a feeling.
Yeah, yeah. So can you tell us why You're ghosting him?
Yeah. I mean, listen, the date was great. He was really nice and thoughtful. I thought the sunset at the beach was like a nice touch. And listen, he's like super sexy. He has that McConaughey look to him, very laid back surfer guy with perfect abs and a great ass. You know, I really couldn't complain. Okay. He was so hot. And we were also, you know, great in bed. But the reason I haven't been calling him back is because I've noticed that he kind of dresses like a beach bum. I mean, both times that we were out, he was wearing these loose Hawaiian shirts, and it was cute at first. And I get that it was really casual, but after we hooked up, he offered me a shirt, and there was nothing but Hawaiian shirts. I mean, is this guy like Tommy Bahama? I don't know. It was fine at first, and I never brought it up, but I also realized that he never told me that he had a job. So, I mean, he had a great place, but I was just, like, not into dating a beach bum. You know what I mean?
To be fair, Tommy Bahama is not cheap. So if he's got a bunch of Tommy Bahama shirts, that's actually a good sign. It's just questionable when it comes to style. I like it, but I understand every day.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. I mean, it is a great brand, but it's just, like, is that all you wear? And is this all you do? Just, like, go to the beach and hook up with girls, you know?
Okay. So you felt like it was his game.
It didn't really seem like he was into being more serious, and I also wanted a man, you know, not just some, like, surfer dude.
Well, thank you for being honest. Appreciate that.
Of course. And this is the point where you told me that he's on the phone, right?
Yes,
oh, you're really good at this.
Yeah.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, Jessica. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Sorry, this is how you have to hear me, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, I do have a job, just so you know. I thought it was kind of dorky, you know, because I work as like a programmer for a gaming company. You know, I develop video games from my office, you know. So, I work at home, so I don't like have to go into an office or anything. I don't have to wear stiffy suits. So I like wearing clothes that is comfortable, you know?
Yeah, I get you.
I do make a lot of money. I will say. I mean, I won't be shy about it. I do make a lot of money. I mean, if I was Tommy Bahama, I'd make a lot more money.
I mean, that's not what I'm going for, but okay. I wish you could have told me these things when we were together. You know, I felt like we didn't really talk about the normal serious stuff, I guess.
Well, I mean, we talked about like, you know, our hopes and dreams and stuff like that. I thought that was way cooler than like talking about some boring job that I love what I do, but you know, everybody has a job, you know, everybody has to do something to make money. You know, we're talking about such deeper stuff, you know?
Yeah. And do you usually pick up a lot of girls at the beach? Is this your go-to?
No, I promise. I'm not that guy. I don't know. The stars aligned with you.
I mean, you are really hot, so I wouldn't be surprised. One thing I did want to ask is, do you own anything else other than Hawaiian shirts?
I mean, I can buy something that's not Hawaiian. I mean, I can, you know, maybe you take me shopping.
So you really don't have anything else?
No, I don't. No, I really
gotcha.
Don't.
All right. Maybe we should fix that.
No, I'm kidding. Of course I have different clothes. I got a whole suit. I got a whole suit and pants that are Hawaiian print, you know?
All right. Looking forward to that.
I'm just messing with you.
He's a Tommy Bahama influencer.
Yeah, that's what I should call you from now on.
Yeah, no, I'm just messing with you. I'm just kidding. Of course I do. And I would really like for you to get to know, you know, that Kent.
Ooh. Jessica, would you like to go on a date with Ken again? We'll pay for it. Then you can get to know business Kent.
Oh.
You know beach Kent.
I mean... I do kind of feel bad for jumping the gun. I'd love to go on a third date with you.
Amazing.
Especially if it's paid for.
Yeah. All right. Sweet.
All right. Well, thank you.
Oh, Jessica, thank you. Hey, listen, I'm gonna go all out. Okay, I'm gonna have a top hat. I'm gonna have a cane. All right. I'm gonna get the furs out. I'm gonna look dapper Dan, dapper Ken.
This guy sounds like a good time.
All right, you better. I'll bring out my best dress.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Send us a pic.
It'll be a fancy dinner.
We'll do.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.